Bill Hendry Show, brought to you by XM Satellite Radio. XM Satellite Radio is here, and it's available at your local electronics stores. 1-800-449-8686. And now, here's Bill Hendry.
Is he on two? Welcome. All right, we begin our program with something different. I didn't know that we were going to do this, but I do have a request from a member of our show staff to come on the program and talk with me. David Hall, who is our vice president of syndication, is on line two from Pasadena. David, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
And you spoke with Janice earlier?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to say something to you and your audience. It's going to be a little bit painful, and I want to ask you if you could, Phil, to just...
This is not going to be something where we're talking about the show.
No, no, I'm not. I know that in the past I've come on your program. I've talked a lot about the program, Phil. This is about me. This isn't about your program. I think you do a great job. I think you do an outstanding job. And I apologize if I've used your show in the past.
What did you want to say? I mean, we're well into the program. We are live.
We're on the air now.
Yes.
I wanted to say something to you and your audience that's going to be a little bit painful, as I mentioned. I'm a major... some people consider me to be a major name in the broadcast business. I could hurt my career. I do have children. I do have a marriage.
Well, what is it?
It's a little hard for me to tell you this, but I'll just go ahead and say it. I'm gay. I am a gay man.
All right, now, are you in a restaurant right now?
Yes, I am.
Are you kidding me?
Excuse me?
Are you joking with me?
No, Phil, I'm not joking with you. I came on your program today because I am a bit conflicted, because I am afraid of losing my career, and I thought a public pronouncement would be the best thing.
You're not joking with me?
No.
Because I know you to have a wife. I know you to have a kid.
No, sir, I'm not.
David, you often come on my show, and you often kid me.
I understand that, Phil. If it would help, I swear to God. I swear to God, and I swear on my mother's eyes. I'm not kidding at all. I'm gay. I wanted to come out on your program. I'm at a little bit of a breaking point because I am in love with someone.
So you have decided to make a public pronouncement. Why?
I think that we are living in a period where we've seen the public pronouncements of Rosie O'Donnell or of Ellen DeGeneres. And I thought it was the best thing to do. And as I said, I'm very conflicted because I do have feelings for somebody.
Is it anybody that you would care to name?
I don't want to embarrass him.
You know, I got to tell you, you've come on my program and you've said in the past that you had anthrax. You came on my program once and said that you had smallpox, and then you told me you were kidding. You remember that?
Yes, I do, Phil. And it was in very bad taste.
Then you admit that it was in bad taste?
Yes, I do.
So it's hard for me to believe you now when you come on my program.
I am telling you that it's true, Phil, because I have had thoughts of ending my life, and I have...
Well, all right, now let's hold on and let's slow down, all right? Because I don't want to say that I don't believe you. I just know that you have a track record of coming on this show.
Phil, I swear to God. Now, I don't know what more you want. You want to get a Bible? You want me to put my hand on a Bible? I swear on my mother's eyes, on her ability to see.
That you are gay.
That I'm gay.
I'm stunned, and yet I'm not disappointed in you. If you thought that I was going to be angry...
Well, I'm frightened for my standing in the business, because I'm hoping that I can have a relationship with this individual.
You don't want to tell me who this is.
I can tell you he's a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. And I got...
Are you having a relationship with him now?
No, I'm not. I just...
All right, look, David, I know that there's a little bit of despondency, but I want you to know, so you're gay. You can still have the same life. You can talk to someone about making your life work. You could be successful.
Well, I saw what Rosie O'Donnell and what Ellen DeGeneres and some of them did. And it looked easy for them, so But it's gotten me down, okay?
David, it's better to live your life honestly.
I got to tell you something, Phil. I've had thoughts about ending my life.
I would rather you not say that, all right? I don't know a lot about your life. I know you're a great professional.
Phil, I'm HIV positive.
I got to ask you again. Are you kidding me?
No, I am not kidding you. And the more you ask me that question, the more you degenerate and begin to belittle my emotional state.
All right, I will not ask that question again, and I apologize. You are throwing a lot on me.
I'm sorry, and Janice told me that you guys had a whole show planned, and I am sorry. But I don't know. Sometimes I just don't want to live.
All right, let's not even talk about that, all right? Don't even go there, okay?
It's difficult for me to come out on your show because I've heard you make all those, you know, fag jokes. I wonder if you know how hurtful that word is to those of us that are gay.
You're right. I shouldn't use that word, and I won't use those. David, I'm concerned about these dark thoughts of yours. You talk about ending your life, okay?
But you come on the air and you say fag this and fag that.
I won't use those words anymore. They're very hurtful. You're right. And you've come on the air here. I just got done prepping a show, and you're telling me this stuff.
I don't want to hurt your show.
No, it's not about my show. You come on here and you tell me you're gay, that you're HIV positive, you're in love with a member of the L.A. Dodgers. Is this, and this person doesn't know it.
No, he doesn't know it yet. But we're planning on having dinner later.
Are you going to tell him you're HIV positive?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, are you sexually active with this person?
I'd like it to go there.
Then you'd better tell him, don't you think?
I'm just so depressed.
All right, look, David, listen to me. There's a lot of people listening right now. People have been in the same situation.
I know. I don't want to be a burden.
No. You're going to be fine. Are you being treated?
Yes, I am.
Then you're going to be fine. We support you 100%. You know I respect and admire you. Where are you right now?
I stopped off just to get something to eat.
Well, I don't think killing yourself is any kind of an answer. That's like killing yourself because your eyes are blue. It's who you are.
Well, there is something, I guess, that I could say to you at this time or to your audience.
All right, what?
I'm only kidding. I'm not gay. Can I get a napkin?
Okay, see...
Hold on for a minute. Can I get a napkin? I'm only kidding.
Didn't you just swear to God that you weren't kidding?
I was joking, though.
Joking about... You're joking now.
Oh, you're going to get into this self-righteous...
Yeah, I'm getting into the self-righteous. 14 minutes into my show now, I'm only kidding. Are you gay?
No, I'm not gay. Did you believe it?
You told me that you were gay.
And you believed it.
Yes, I believed it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Can I get a napkin?
Hold on for a minute. Where are you getting...
I'm ordering lunch. I said that I was gay, and...
You swore to God that you were telling me the truth.
And you bought it. Thank you very much, Phil. So I look like a Peter Puffer to you, is that it? Am I a pillow biter to you?
If you swear to God...
So it's that easy to believe that I'm gay. I've been sharing all week long with you... Listening to you talking about your kids and what kind of dad you are, and I wanted to test it. And then I tell you that I'm gay, and you believe it.
Yes, after you said you were telling the truth.
So you think I'm a little Frankie Goes to Hollywood. You know something, Phil? Because you think I'm a fruit, I could yank you off the air and sue you for defamation, couldn't I?
What are we doing here, man? Is this Pull Phil's Chain Week or something? You came on the air...
I came on the air to test how you would deal with a kid who said he was gay.
And when I asked you if you're telling me the truth, are you kidding?
I said no, I'm not kidding. But I am kidding.
So if I say you're telling me the truth...
I may be kidding if I'm telling you the truth, all right?
Okay, David, here. I'm gay. Do you believe me?
No, I don't.
No, I swear to God, I'm gay.
I don't. But see, that's how much I support your masculinity. But you can buy that I'm a pillow biter just with three... Oh, I'm gay. Do you believe me? Oh, yeah, sure, David, I do. I believe you.
I'm trying to be a friend. Do you understand?
You want to be my friend?
Yes.
Then don't believe I'm gay when I tell you that I am. Have a little more faith in me as a man. I'm want to get a napkin over here.
Okay, well, you're still ordering your lunch, all right? Hold on for a minute. What in the hell is that about? Hey, Phil, yeah, I'm gay. I'm HIV positive, and I'm thinking of killing myself. David, I'll support you. Well, I'm only kidding. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Welcome. That's the vice president of syndication for our program. Don't let him go. Don't let him hang up. I want to talk to him. I want to know exactly what the whole purpose of that exercise was, to come on my program, tell me that he was gay, tell me that he's HIV positive, and that he's in love with a member of the L.A. Dodgers, and then tell me that he's kidding. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You there?
I'm right here, okay? We're back. I just want to get one thing clear here. If I got a program, my program, Vice President of Programming here is David G. Hall. He came on the air to tell me that you were gay.
I came on the air to test out how you react as a parent. Because you've been talking a lot about...
You came on here to test out how I'd react as a parent to what?
If one of your kids said they were gay.
If one of my kids said that, so what?
Because I've been listening to you all week talking about what a great parent you are. You talk about, I'm a great parent, I got these kids, so I thought I would test it.
Well, how did I do?
You didn't do very well. Because
why didn't I do very well? You told me you were gay, I gave you support.
Well, first of all, you didn't believe me. But then when you finally did believe me...
Well, I didn't believe you because you've been kidding me. You came on here last month and said you had anthrax. Month before that, you said you had smallpox. And all of the time that you said that, it was to lighten things up because it was so serious around here. Remember when you said that?
Yes, and it was. All that 9/11 stuff was very serious. The reason why I came on your program today and told you that I'm gay is because I wanted to test how you'd react to a kid.
Yeah, how I would react to one of my kids saying that they were gay. And you said I didn't do too good.
No, you didn't.
Why didn't I do too good?
Wait a minute. One of your kids comes to you and says he's gay, and you say, that's all right, we'll talk to somebody?
Yes, that's what I... No, not talk to somebody. I would say that that's okay. It's not the end of the world.
Look, Phil, I don't know whether you know it or not, but being gay is a sin. It's against the Bible. Hello? So if a kid of yours...
Well, wait a minute now. This is a relative argument that we're having. Homosexuality...
No, being gay, if your kid says he's gay, the only thing you can do is slap him. Because...
Why would I slap a kid of mine who says he's gay?
Because he's... What are you talking about? Didn't we talk about this?
No, we didn't. What are you talking about, man?
Look, a kid comes to you and says, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm gay. You have got to slap them across the face because they're committing a sin. And what did you do with me? You gave me support. You're not supposed to give that kind of support. You're supposed to slap the kid across the face and tell him to leave the home unless he changes his ways. Look, if one of my kids said they were gay, I'd grab a stick and I'd beat it out of them. It's the only thing you can do.
What planet are we living on right now? You're calling that good parenting?
Oh, in other words, oh, yeah, sure, that's fine. You can be gay. Why don't you bring your boyfriends over for a party this weekend? Is that how you feel about it?
No, that is not how I feel about it. That's not how I feel about it at all.
See, I knew, Henry. When I was listening to your program this week, you talking about being what a great dad you are, I decided to come on your program, say that I'm gay, only be kidding about it, and then when I told you that I was kidding, I confront you with the truth of how you dealt with it, which was, I think, very negatively. You didn't...
I didn't threaten to beat the crap out of the kid.
Right.
That's the way to deal with a young person who says they're gay.
Oh, so, in other words, wait a minute, you're telling me that you're supposed to do it some other way, huh?
That being gay is a sin.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah, that's my understanding. You know, people test each other all the time about being gay. It's the way you find out about an employee. You go up, you touch them in an inappropriate way. If they go for it, you know they're gay. If they don't, you got grounds to get rid of them. But you don't sit there and say, oh, well, everything's going to be okay. And
what was this crap about you being in love with a member of the L.A. Dodgers?
To give it some reality. You know, so, Phil, what I got here is an employee who I said, hey, Phil, I'm gay, and you said that's okay. First of all, you asked me if I was kidding, which I was very insulted by.
Why wouldn't I ask if you're kidding? You came on and said you had anthrax once, didn't you?
I understand that, but then I told you I was telling the truth, didn't I?
Yes.
All right, did you believe me?
Yes, I did.
I was kidding.
Yeah, and you said that you were swearing on a Bible that you were gay, and then 3 minutes later, no, I'm only kidding.
See?
See what, man? Look, are you gay?
No, I'm not gay, and that's insulting of you to think that I am.
Well, if you swear on a Bible, man, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to believe it. Now, where are we going with all of this, all right?
The point that I'm trying to make to you is you responded inappropriately to a family member who said they're gay. Kid comes to you and says, Mom, Dad, I'm in love with another guy, and he's a guy. You ought to beat him because...
We don't beat our kids, all right? That's number one.
Well, you should start. One of them comes up to you.
I got an idea for you. What if you'd come into this room and said to me, hey, Phil, I'm gay, and I started beating the crap out of you?
But I was kidding. Look, if you become an advocate of gay people, then your audience is going to think you're pushing the gay stuff on their kids. You can't do that. Now, I want to tell you something.
Let me give the phone number out here, okay? 1-800...
No, what would we give the phone number for?
We'll get some people calling, okay?
I don't want to talk to those idiots. I'm talking to you right now.
Let me give the phone number out. 1-800-449-8686. What?
Let me tell you something. I want to tell you something, okay?
I'm listening.
If I came in there and told you I was gay and you hit me, I'd fire you.
Well, ain't that what I'm supposed to do?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I still can you because you can't hit me.
I can't hit my boss. Look at David. What side of the street are we walking on here, man? You want to come on here and screw with me?
I'm trying to find out whether you're credible as a talk show host. Now, I got something to tell you, and I want you to listen very carefully.
I'm listening.
I am gay. I am gay.
Now you're messing around.
Don't you hang the phone up on me. I am gay, Phil, but I am telling you right now.
Are you gay or are you not?
Yes, I am.
And you swear on a Bible?
I'll swear on as many Bibles as you got.
You swear on your mother's eyes?
Yes.
Then why did you say that you were, and then you said that you didn't?
I want to see how you respond to a stressful situation with an employer. And
a minute ago, you wanted to know how I would deal with a kid who told me that he was gay. Now you're...
Now I found out about that. You blew it.
How am I dealing with a stressful situation with an employer?
You're on the air right now. You're not doing too well.
I'm screwing up all over the place, aren't I?
Yes. Yes, you are. And it takes me to confront you with this, Phil.
Are you gay or are you not?
Yes, I am. I swear to God. I swear to God. Now, you know, Phil, I'm a Catholic.
Well, what are you telling me, man? You're gay?
Yes. Oh, excuse me. So that's not good to be? Am I not allowed to be
gay? Yes, you're allowed to be gay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Responding with a little homophobia, aren't we?
You're allowed to be gay. You can be gay. And I support you with that, all right?
All right. Well, then let me tell you something.
Let me guess. You're not gay.
That's right. What you did, Phil, is you just let your guard down, okay? You let your guard down, and you responded in a way...
Hold on for a minute. Ann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi there.
Yes, Ann.
This is the biggest waste of airtime that I've ever heard.
I am not gay.
And I think that Mr. Hall deserves a different type of employee, and if you're going to work for somebody...
Wait a second. I'm entitled to find out how my employer reacts.
This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
You sound like the Gestapo, for God's sakes, and you're wasting the airtime when you could be discussing something intelligent.
Are you gay?
I'm not even going to answer
there
this question. I'm not gay, and it doesn't even matter if I am gay or not.
What about you, Phil?
No, I'm not.
And you're not lying.
No, but you are.
Ann.
This is ridiculous, yes.
You're gay.
I'm a happy person, but I'm not gay, and it doesn't matter if I am or not. And you're...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Stuff is the crap you're talking about.
The crap I'm talking about, huh? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry with David Hall, our Vice President of Syndication, who has come on my program and said...
Oh, Phil, don't recap it for the people, okay?
No, you started this. I'm going to finish it, all right?
Oh, you're going to finish it?
Yeah. You come on the show, you tell me that you're gay, you tell me you're thinking of killing yourself, and you tell me you're HIV positive, and oh, yeah, unless I forgot, you're in love with a member of the L.A. Dodgers.
Yes, I am in love with a member of the L.A. Dodgers.
Now you're gay again, is that it?
I told you I was gay before the break.
All right, if you're gay, I want you to name the member of the L.A. Dodgers you're in love with.
Eric Karras.
Who?
Eric Karras.
You're in love with him?
Yes, I am.
And you've had dinner with him?
Yes, I have.
You telling me that Eric Karras is gay?
I don't want to out him, but yes, he is.
Oh, come on, David. If this is not known...
I want to be above board. I'm in love with Eric Karras. He is gay. Now, you think I'm kidding now?
Jesus, that is serious.
Well, I am kidding.
Come on, man!
Look, do you see how easy you believe this stuff? Do you see how easily you fall into this stuff?
Well, what are we doing it for?
I'll tell you what we're doing it for. Because for the last 2 weeks, all you've been talking about is that Palestine stuff. Palestine and Israel. Israel and Palestine. Boring people to death. I'm talking about something real. I'm talking about something compelling. I threw in, you like how I threw in Eric Karras' name?
You could get sued for that stuff. Do you understand that? You could get sued for that. Calling Eric Karras gay, all right?
Hey, Phil, gullible isn't in the dictionary, all right?
Gullible isn't in the dictionary, okay?
Yeah, in other words, it is in the dictionary.
All right, well, whatever that means.
What I'm saying to you is, for 2 weeks you've been talking about that Palestine-Israel thing. Finally, I got it off of you. I was able to get something going in this program that's got nothing to do with that.
Don't you think people want to know about that stuff?
No. No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
You know how many people in America have relatives living in Israel? You know how many people in America have relatives living in Palestine?
Well, I may buy that Israel thing. I don't believe that Palestine thing for a minute. We got
plenty of Arab Americans who have relatives over in Palestine.
No, we don't. We got a lot of Jews, and a lot of them have got uncles and aunts living in Israel. We ain't got no Palestine Americans. Let me tell you what your problem is, okay?
You know what your problem is?
What's that?
You don't read a newspaper. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I know what's going on. Nobody cares about Palestine and Israel.
So let's see. Let's go on Phil's show and say that I'm gay. No, I'm not gay. Yes, I am gay. No, I'm not gay. Yes, I am gay.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I said I was gay. And that I had HIV, and that I was in love with an L.A. Dodger.
And then you said you weren't.
And then I said I was.
Then you said you weren't again. Then you said you were, and that you were in love with an L.A. Dodger.
And I said it was Eric Karras.
And that's when I believed you.
And that's when I said I was kidding.
That's great, man.
What an idiot. You know, you want to be a talk show host. You want to talk about stuff that people care about. People want to hear more about me than the Middle East. You want to know why? Because I've got an interesting and compelling life. Because I come on your program...
People don't even know who you are, all right? You come on my program...
Whoa. People know more about me in the last 40 minutes than they'll ever know about you.
What do they know about you?
That I'm gay.
Oh, that you're gay and that you're not gay. And that you're gay and that you're not gay. And that you're in love with Eric Karras. And no, you're not. You're only kidding. That he's gay, that he ain't. You can get sued by Eric Karras.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because I said I was kidding. See, that's what you do. You say...
You know, somebody must hear you in the restaurant because I can hear people in the background laughing.
No, they're laughing at the dumbass I got for an employee. I can't believe that you bought that I was gay. How long you known me?
Look, if you said you swear...
How long have you known me?
I've known you like 12 years.
And you think I'm some kind of a sissy, huh? I speak for a lot of Americans out there, and you're just mad because your audience sides with me instead of you.
My audience doesn't side with you. My audience doesn't even know what it is you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. Either you're gay, or you're not, or you're testing on what kind of a parent I would be. Then you're finding out whether we can talk about something other than Palestine and Israel. I just think you want to hear yourself talk. What do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't be doing this if Janice hadn't written the bit.
Goodbye.
Phil, I want to tell you, I've been a homosexual for the last...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, where I play the voices of the different characters, and one of them was Dean Wheeler from yesterday's show, who was on to talk about how he's got an organization of fathers who believe they're better parents than their ex-wives because they buy their kids all kinds of crap. Here's Dean talking to somebody who called in thinking he was a real guy.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
I can't believe that he's even making these comments. You don't even know what a parent is. First of all, you don't even know how old your kids are. Phil Hendry knows how old your kids are. You don't know how old your kids are.
I do know how old my kids are.
Did not know how old your kids were. He had to correct you. He said, "Oh, yeah, you're right. You don't know even how old your kids are."
My daughter is. Okay, now I've forgotten.
Your daughter is
okay,
10.
Okay.
Your
there
son
you
is. Let me ask, what are your kids' names?
My daughter is Erica, and my son is Joshua.
Okay. What are their middle names?
My daughter's middle name?
Yeah.
It's.
He's pulling out the birth certificate.
No.
I'm sure he does not know.
No, I know. I want to be right. Don't you want to be right about things, Emma?
Yes,
it doesn't
but
take,
if someone asked what the middle name of my child was, I can tell you right now what it is.
Oh, sure.
Okay,
go ahead. What's the middle name of your child?
Elizabeth.
Oh, how do I know you're not making that up? See, you just used any name. No, you just used any name.
Oh, come on.
Anyway,
I'm a stepfather. I know the middle names of my stepkids.
What are they?
None of your business.
That's because he doesn't know.
I'm not
going to
say.
Number two, you travel 3 weeks out of 4 weeks, and the nanny and the housekeeper are raising your kids, and you call yourself a better parent than your ex-wife.
That's part of the tools of being a great father. I do travel.
That you're not around? You're not around?
But for the week that
I'm
there,
listen, I work with at-risk youth. And the reason why those kids are at risk is because the parents were never around.
And what if my ex-wife's a molester? You want to take that
chance? I really think that's a ploy, and you're grabbing at straws because you have no other evidence of all the stuff that you... Well,
if she's
that's
molesting
fine.
Those children...
I think it is extremely irresponsible to pull that word out when you don't have any evidence. You don't even have any anecdotal evidence to...
But you know it's a hot button. You see, Emma, you and Mr. Hendry react to that word, don't you? See, that's my ace in the hole. People don't like molestation.
It's because I work with kids who have been sexually molested. And it is not a joke. It is not a joke. Now, my daughter went to school today, and she had perfume, and I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. She had lipstick on her cheek. Does that make me a molester? No, it does not.
That's a red flag.
It's a red flag because I hugged her goodbye because she had I had perfume on.
So you're putting your lips all over like, meh. Is that what you're doing?
I kissed her on the cheek goodbye. Have a nice day.
How'd she get all that lipstick all over her?
I think you've been smoking too much pot because you have no sense of reality whatsoever.
I'm just simply saying that I'm a part of an organization of men who are way better parents than our ex-wives who threw us out of the house because we made a mistaken judgment.
She's going to pay. You had sex with another woman outside of marriage. That is a mistake.
I wasn't unfaithful to her.
And I want to screw you out, too.
I wasn't unfaithful to her, though.
How do you say
and
you're
you
not...
had sex. I'm sorry,
that's
Phil.
How do you say you're not unfaithful to a woman if you had sex with another woman?
Because I didn't love her. Because the sex was meant to try to heal a young woman who didn't think she was worth the money she was charging as a prostitute.
But this is coming from the same man who wants to legalize prostitution, but now it makes sense.
Well, because, and what has that got to do with anything?
You took a wedding vow, or I assume that you did.
Do you know that our house, the week that I'm home, we have hot dogs and burgers and all kinds, and a clown comes over? And it's
I think there's
fun.
A clown living at home. There doesn't need to be a clown to come over. There's one
isn't
living
that,
at home.
Isn't that funny? I bet
it
you're
is
pretty funny.
Fun.
You know what? Right now, my kids are having a great time at a birthday party that I financed.
But you know what?
Ride.
If I was 8 years old and 10
ride.
Years
Where's
old,
your kid
and I
right
could
now,
drink
sitting
wine
and playing
and
with a razor blade
and watch my dad kiss his girlfriend and touch her breast, sure, I wouldn't want to be with my mommy.
Well, Emma, right
There's
now, my
no
children,
limit.
Right
Let me
now,
tell
my
you
children
something,
are on
Mr. Wheeler.
On a burrow ride here,
kids?
And they're going to go see a clown, and your kid is sitting there playing with a plastic bag.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
There's Dean. Hey, by the way, I got out of bed this morning to see birds attacking the side of my house. Now, I don't know if we have any bird experts out there, but I got, I don't know, probably 100 birds sailing right into the side of my house, man. It was like right out of The Birds. It's like right out of that whole Tippi Hedren, you know, that phone booth scene. Do you ever see The Birds? Remember the guy that got his eyes pecked out? You know, it's funny, the things that we attribute to the animal kingdom in movies. Yeah, birds will peck your eyes out. Yeah, sharks will follow a ship for miles offshore and then carry a vendetta against the guys on board. Now we find out that sharks, when they attack humans, it's a mistake. They didn't know what they were doing, and they spit us out as soon as they get a mouthful of us. Am I right about that? Haven't I heard that? I think I read the most recent information on sharks is that when they attack a human being, they go, oh, Jesus, and they spit it out. They don't like us. They don't like the taste. But sometimes they think, I guess we, because some of us are putting on a little bit like, you know, a little extra weight there for the winter months. We look like big, fat, freaking manatees floating in the water. How much of an insult is that? Humans are getting so fat and we look like such slobs that sharks are now mistaking us for manatees and walruses and seals. So anyway, they bite us, they spit us out, that's the end of it, all right? They're not chasing the boat, they don't have a vendetta, and they don't eat a whole human being. I'd like to know if there's any record at all of a shark having eaten a whole human being. Like, yeah, okay, take a leg, take an arm, but I mean the whole thing. And then belched, you know, laid on the beach, picking his teeth with a toothpick, picking his teeth with a codfish bone. Same thing with birds. I don't think they're malevolent at all. I think they're just dumbasses that fly into the sides of houses because there didn't used to be a house there last year. I got some weird, weird, weird trouble with birds. I got a house. My house was built about 3 years ago, and I guess it's sitting in the middle of a migration pattern because the other day I go outside. I didn't go outside. I was actually still in the house, and there was a bird flying repeatedly into a glass door that we got. So then I split and I came back. I'm telling you the truth. I walk outside, there's the same bird sort of just sitting on the cement, sort of stunned. He wasn't dead because his eyes were open, and I would kind of flick him a little bit with my foot, and he kind of moved around, but he'd banged the crap out of himself, and then he fell down on the cement. So I leave, I come back, 5 minutes later, he's gone. So he just pounded the hell out of himself against this door. So I guess it's the Bird Kingdom's version of relaxing with a scotch or something. You know, there's no alcohol in the Bird King. They just beat the crap out of themselves against the door. They sit there, take a break, and then they split. I saw a bird flying into my hubcap the other day. I mean, there's all kinds of weird things going on out there. But finally this morning, there's about 100 of these things, and they're flying up against my house. And then they take off. My wife says, go get the camera. Go get the video camera. Let's videotape this. And I found myself videotaping this thing like Channel 5 was going to pay me $30,000 for it. You know, like they'd want to see strange things happening in Thousand Oaks. Birds flying around a man's home. Mr. Philip Hendry, who lives in Thousand Oaks, had this home movie made. And, well, that's right, I was standing outside. You know, I'll be there in my underwear with no shirt, just the way I was this morning. Yeah, and I saw the birds. And you work over the local radio station, don't you? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. What do you do there? I do a talk show. But, of course, this is a kind of a crazy deal. Well, that's right. Well, Mr. Henry does a talk show no one's ever heard of, but he was outside today. Yeah, I got to go now. I got to go to work. Where? Over to the talk show that I do. Oh, okay, yes. I'm standing out there in my underwear, and I got my kid's little, that high 8 format video camera. Well, as it turns out, so when I went outside, from inside the house, the birds flying into the side of my house, bizarre looking thing to see birds swoop down, head right for your window, and then land somewhere above it. And then take off, leave, swoop back up, land somewhere above it. So I got outside and I looked at these things. And they were like 50 to 100 birds just sitting on the wall of my house. And then take off and fly away. And then come back and land again. Take off and fly away. Only my house. Nobody else's house. I got a friend of mine that I went to school with who went on to become an ornithologist. This is a buddy of mine that I went to school with that I won't even begin to get into some of the things that we did, but you know how it is. I mean, today there are people, responsible attorneys and judges and lawyers and presidents, and back in the day, 30 years ago, they were, sex with sheep, you know, but nobody, it's cool, it's all right now. So I was thinking of calling him, but my wife theorized that these things are building a nest. Now, this is spring, and these birds are swallows. And I found like a mud thing sitting on my, up in the top of my house last year. I took a hose and sprayed off. Turns out these are mud swallows. How do I know? I asked my producer, Janice, who's a farm girl from British Columbia. She's funny. She writes comedy. She does stand-up. And, oh, yeah, she knows about mud swallows. And she said, oh, yeah, back on the farm, eh? And anyway, good God. So it was a little scary, but I half thought about getting my kid's BB gun, doing away with these bloody things. But it's a wild thing. Now, that explains those mud swallows, but whatever explains that bird flying into the hubcap of my car, you go right ahead. You take a crack at that. I got no clue. But I can tell you that there have been, since we moved into this neighborhood, we've dealt with some, like, Love Canal kind of things. Odd odors in the middle of the night. Noises, coyotes, birds trying to get into my car and drive away with it. You name it, man. Here is Tony. Hello, Tony. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Jeff, and we used to have the same problem with this.
You lived where? In Santa Rosa, California?
Santa Rosa, California.
Uh-huh.
I was up there in the wine country, and we used to have a bird called a rufous-sided toady. And same thing, fly into the side of the building, knock itself out, fall on the ground, pick itself up, and fly away again.
What kind of bird is this called?
Figure out what the hell it was.
What's the bird called?
A rufous-sided towhee.
Yeah?
And the same thing happened up there. I don't know if it's like the color of the building. We had a like
well, what
a,
causes it?
A gray-sided
what causes
slab,
it?
You know, what
causes it?
We don't know.
I thought you said this guy's a bird expert. That's what he said? Guy calls in, I'm a bird expert. What caused it? I don't know. Hi, I'm a bird expert. I want to talk to Phil. Is that basically how he put it? Okay, well, there you go. 1-800-449-8686. I know what I'm going to do. I used to have a rubber owl. It was just like a rubber owl you could buy over at DeWitt Center or Home Depot or something, and you could just jam it down in the ground, and the birds... Yet birds can't be that bright if they're afraid of a rubber owl. So I had this thing, and because birds were crapping all over my backyard at one point, I got this owl. Birds stopped crapping all over the place because they were afraid of this rubber owl. And I'm thinking I'll get that rubber owl off the dock, and I'll because there's this boat dock down near where I live. These people got rubber owls and fake looking birds and like a I don't know rubber lizards or something. You know, what I'm going to do is get this thing and park it. How about a scarecrow? I'll get this rubber owl with one of them wiggly heads, you know, one of those bobbleheads. I know what I'll do. I'll get one of them bobbleheaded Dodger dolls. Stick it out there. I bet you it'll work. What I do need is a cat with claws, not that fat tub of fur we got sitting there looking at cat TV every day, then going over to the bowl for some more dry food, and then throwing it up because he's got this whole bulimia thing going on. I'll put a rubber pelican up there. We'll look like a sailor. Speaking of gay... 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.